You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope y'all are having an amazing day as you tune in to today's episode. If you're new here, of course, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in. And for all my OG listeners, welcome back. I'm so excited to have y'all here. Yes, I did just forget what I usually say in the intro, but we gonna keep it pushing, okay? We gonna keep it pushing. New year, new intro. Okay, my loves. Well, happy new year. First off, I want to say happy new year. Let me tell you this, okay? I know there are always those memes and those like jokes or whatever where people are like, don't say it's your year. Don't say this year will be good. You'll jinx it, whatever. Let me tell you something right now. I have the most incredible feeling that 2023 is going to be an amazing year. Now, of course, there are going to be ups and downs in any year, right? That is just how life goes. In order to really, you know, perceive the light in the way that we do, we have to in some ways experience and go through the darkness, right? However, I think that this year is just going to be incredibly potent. And when I say potent, I mean potent in terms of allowing for expansion, allowing for growth, allowing for you to really step into your power where you may not have been doing so before, or maybe you didn't feel like you could before. I just think this is going to be a really expansive year, a beautiful year of growth, a year of calling in amazing and beautiful blessings. And along with that, the lessons that you're meant to learn, as with any year, right? But I just feel really good about 2023. So my loves, today we are doing our January 2023 energy report. I believe y'all have really been liking these, so we're going to keep them going because I like doing them as well. I also want to say I did get some suggestions for episodes around astrology, so those will be coming soon, more so than obviously these energy reports, so stay tuned for those. But today we're going to do our typical and usual format. And so what that looks like is we're going to dive into the overall astrology. I'm going to talk about some of the major transits that are happening in 2023. And then we're going to dive into the card pulls. And there will be three card piles. I'm pulling a couple different tarot cards and some oracle cards for each pile. You're going to pick a number, 1 to 3, or you could use a random number generator, whatever works for you in order to feel like you are intuitively being guided to that pile. And then you're going to listen to your card pile. You can also listen to all three too. Listen, I ain't even gonna say nothing if you listen to all three, but that's how this format is going to go for today's episode. It is currently January 2nd as I record this one. Yes, yes, I'm doing it like the day before, which I mean, it's funny because I use the month of December to like pre-record stuff to try to get ahead because I have this goal of being even more disciplined and even more committed this year. I'm going through my Saturn return this year and I'm a little bit nervous. And I know that, you know, there's nothing in astrology that aims to fearmonger. And if someone is kind of, here's the thing, right? Things are going to happen again, good and bad, ups and downs, all that good stuff. So Saturn returns are notorious for being really tough and being really rigorous and being very, hard on you, because Saturn is that planet. Saturn is, the big daddy planet. Okay. Saturn is coming to teach you a lesson, baby girl. Karma and karmic benefits and also karmic lessons. So it, when we hear about Saturn returns, I think for a lot of us, if you're familiar with them, it brings along this sense of fear and this sense of apprehension. And you're kind of like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And I've heard so many stories. I remember I was chatting with someone. We went out to coffee and we were talking about Saturn returns. And she let me know that she'd gone through her Saturn. Her Saturn was in Aquarius. And if you're not familiar, Saturn went into Aquarius in
2020. And we all know what happened in 2020. You know, we had this period where we were all kind of confused about what was happening. And then, you know, things were on the news and we're kind of like, should we be worried about this? Should we not? What's going on in the other countries? And all of a sudden here at home, things shut down. And that was around the time that Saturn went into Aquarius. And so when we can link such a major global event to a transit in astrology, you know, I can see why people are afraid sometimes when they hear about Saturn returns, okay? And this person that I was talking to, she was telling me about a lot of things that happened in her life around that time and just a lot of trials and tribulations that she personally went through for or during her Saturn return. But how it ended, because of course Saturn is, you know, finishing that transit in Aquarius, is that she has come out on the other end so much better, so much more expanded, so much more wealth, knowledge, abundance in every single area of her life. And so that's what I talk about, right? Saturn is, again, it's this father planet. It's this planet that wants to teach us lessons. And like any good parent, it wants to prepare us for adulthood. Your first Saturn return is essentially your thrust into adulthood, right? I'm sitting here, I'm 28. Baby, I feel grown. But Saturn gonna be like, baby, is you really grown or is you really grown? So I think I'm a little bit nervous about that. But to expand on that, Saturn is going into Pisces in 2023. And I believe March of 2023. And it's going to be there. It's going to retrograde into, I think, Aries at one point, and then it's going to go back into Pisces. But it's going to be in Pisces for about 3 years or so. And so that's going to be the length of my Saturn return. And if you have Saturn in Pisces as well, it's also going to be your Saturn return. If you have Saturn in Aquarius, you'll notice that you might feel sort of like pressure easing up when Saturn goes into Pisces. You know, you were sort of the one that was on the spotlight, if you will, for those hard lessons and things like that. So you might notice a lot of ease in terms of the energy in your life when that lets up. And not, you know, again, it doesn't have to be something where it's like you were going through a bunch of bad things. But I think with Saturn, you reap what you sow. So if you were putting in work, if you were being a good person, if you were putting good out there, you will get the karmic benefits, the karmic, you know, I was going to say repercussions, but repercussions are bad connotation, but you're going to get the good stuff that you deserve. Okay. You're going to get the good things. So as I'm saying, my Saturn is in Pisces, and specifically I have Saturn in the second house. Now in astrology, there are the placements of the signs and there's also houses. So I'm so excited to dive into some more of these astrology things with you guys in future episodes, because I'm learning and I want to take y'all along the journey with me of learning all these things. But I have my Saturn in the second house, which is all about money, finances, you know, entrepreneurship or self-starting businesses, that kind of thing, right? And it makes sense. It makes sense, especially when I chatted with Alice Bell, who I had on the podcast a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about Saturn returns specifically. It makes so much sense. And when you dive into, it's so crazy how this stuff is connected. Like today I was diving into numerology. And if you haven't looked into this, I want y'all to look this up. Look up what your personal year is. So your personal year in numerology is basically a culmination of like the number that you get when you add up all the numbers of your date of birth, not including your year, but the date and the month, and then adding it to the numerology for 2023, which is the number 7. I'm explaining that very quickly. If you look this up, they will have a video on YouTube that explains it better, I promise you. There's one from the YouTuber, her name is AstroKit. She has an amazing video on this that really walks you through, especially visually, how to do the math for this. It's very simple math, but I'm a visual person. So if you're also a visual person, it might just help to see this. But I was like looking up what my numerology is. I don't even know how the heck I stumbled upon this, because I mean, I'm into numerology. Like y'all know, I literally have an 888 tattoo, okay? And then I also have an 888 necklace. Like, baby, hello. And what's crazy is I did my numerology for my personal year and I am in a year 8. And the year 8 is all about career. It's about finances. It's about like expansion within the abundance realm. And couple that with my Saturn in Pisces transit in my second house, where it's all about money and it's all about really learning how to apply discipline to my finances, right? Because one thing about me, baby, I promise you, I know how to attract money. I do, but I also am, it's in and out very quick sometimes. I love to spend. I love to shop. I always tell my parents, I'm like, I need to, like, the reason why I be wanting to make more money is because I like to shop. I truly enjoy it. And, you know, I don't necessarily think I'm at a shopaholic place in my life. However, I just do enjoy shopping. So I think when you look at all of the ways these things connect, right, the numerology, the astrology of it all, when it's connected to global events, collective experiences, not just personal experiences, for me, it's such a beautiful, like, understanding, a beautiful way of seeing the world, a beautiful way of, you know, putting some sort of meaning behind the events that are occurring in our lives and trying to understand better what is happening. And I'm just realizing something right now. I have this gallery wall in my office, and why am I realizing that this picture, like, there's this one part of the pictures that's way too, it's like further away from the big one than this side. Why did I do it that way? I think I was trying to do like an asymmetrical, like avant-garde situation. And I forgot that I'm like kind of type A, and looking at this right now is making me nauseous. So let's look out the window, you know, so... So that is something I'm really excited about, and honestly excited to see what Saturn brings me. But as I, you know, let me circle back to what I was originally stating when I started to talk about my Saturn return, was that this year for me, it is about discipline. In fact, discipline is the focus word of my year, the theme of my year. I think I'm someone that can be quite disciplined and quite committed when I decide to. And I always say this, right? I say that sometimes it's not that you're not someone who can be committed or who can be disciplined, but it's that you're not ready to. And whether, you know, you're not ready to because you have some possible underlying fears about what happens, what changes when you are disciplined, whether, you know, you genuinely are just afraid of the process and the journey that will come along with that. There are so many factors that go into that. But I think when you truly decide that you want to be disciplined, you truly decide that you want to be committed, it changes things. I was actually chatting with Tolu and Monica about this recently, separate conversations, but literally it's crazy how, you know, I'll have the same kinds of conversations with different friends. And it just, to me, reiterates the message and reiterates what, you know, we're talking about. And one of the things that came up was this, this judgment around self. And I've talked to y'all about this before, right? Where sometimes I'll start something and I will come on here and I'll be like, guys, I'm back on YouTube. I am, you know, going to be on Instagram doing this. I started a skincare line. I'm literally looking at the boxes here. I started a skincare line. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And I'll be so excited and I'll be so proud and I'll be just over the moon wanting to share it with you. And then whether it's, you know, 4 weeks later, 4 months later, whatever, I fall off. Maybe I feel like I'm no longer aligned with that thing. I don't want to do it anymore. But that cycle of starting something, talking about it, and then feeling like, you know, almost like people are judging you for not staying committed to something, and it's really a lot of you judging yourself, we connected on that, right? So me and my friends, we were talking about this. And I think what's happened over time is that as we've started things, decided we didn't want to do it, or started things and didn't really give it a fair chance, you know, weren't really consistent, weren't really dedicated to something and fell off, we started to cultivate this deep shame within ourselves that if we, that we couldn't start that thing again, that we couldn't try again because it's embarrassing. Because not only are we going to be embarrassed of ourselves for being that person that keeps falling off the wagon and trying to get back on, or falling off and trying to get back on, but it's going to be publicly humiliating to keep trying to do something and not properly and fully committing ourselves to it. What's crazy, oh, sorry. My heart dropped for a second because my recording software like froze and I was like, oh my God, please do not crash because let me stop it for a second and save it and then pop back in. Okay, there's no difference for y'all listening. I literally just had to stop it and save and come back. But what I was saying was, with this, I think it's caused us to be, again, very critical and very judgmental with ourselves. And not just that, but it's caused us to feel apprehensive about trying to pursue something that we are incredibly passionate about or some things that we are incredibly passionate about simply because we tried it in the past and stopped, or tried it in the past and weren't consistent. And, you know, again, that shame and that embarrassment and that feeling of like, you know, why even attempt to do this again comes up. I want to sit here and tell y'all that if there's an idea that you have and you have attempted it several times and perhaps, you know, it just didn't work out or you weren't committed, whatever, before, but you keep having the idea consistently and persistently, I think it is a sign to really give it a fair chance. I always say this, and, you know, I've recently started to say this, and I've recently realized this, is that the things that I keep thinking about, that I've thought about for years, I'm talking like 4 or 5 plus years, I've had specific visions. Like, I literally will go back into my my Google Drive, or go back into old journals, or go back and look at old photos and videos, or, you know, remember old conversations I've had with friends, and realize that a lot of the ideas that I have, or a lot of the things that I want to do, they are the same ideas that I had at 16, 17, 18, right? They're the same ideas that I've had. They're just a little bit more cultivated. They're a little bit more sophisticated now. They're a little bit more evolved. And they are obviously, you know, they're sprinkled in with my not my new personality, but like my personality and the things that I know now, the lessons that I've learned, but they're still at the very core the same things. So when you have something like that, I think it's definitely a sign that you need to pursue that wholeheartedly. And perhaps in the past you tried and you fell off, and you tried again, you fell off, but that doesn't mean that you are incapable of trying and staying on the wagon. It doesn't mean that you are incapable of actually being disciplined and persistent in that thing. It just sometimes means that right now, or not right now, but like the times that you tried before, you weren't fully ready to commit. So again, had this conversation with my friends and just kind of talking about some of our goals that we have for this year and how we could help hold each other accountable. And I know that, you know, that's something that I think is helpful. I think it's important to be able to cultivate a sense of accountability for your own self, but I also think that community is incredibly powerful. So for me, you know, my friends, we have a lot of similar goals in terms of content creation and kind of like what we're doing with that. And so we have decided to, you know, be accountable. I was like, all right, let's set up a Google Meet for 3 months down the road. Let's make sure we're doing X, Y, and Z. Let's do this. Let's check in with each other and do this. Like, let's commit to doing this. And another thing that we also decided, and one thing that I definitely decided to do for myself, was instead of saying I'm gonna go in gung-ho, you know, doing the absolute most, like pumping out all of this stuff and essentially burning out quite quickly, I was like, what is manageable for me? What is manageable when I do all this other stuff? How can I make this fit into my schedule in a way that's not going to burn me out or drive me insane? I'm really excited about this year. I think that this year is going to be very powerful. I think it's going to be a very potent year. I'm excited for all the things to come. I'm excited about truly, you know, tapping into discipline in a way that I've never done before, really honoring my self-worth and practicing discipline as a form of self-care, especially as it relates to getting closer to, if not achieving and exceeding, the goals that I have set for this year. So I am excited. I hope y'all are excited as well. Grab yourself a little bevy, a little beverage of choice, a little snack. You probably already got one at this point, girl, because we damn near 20 minutes into this episode. So I know you snacking over there on some, okay? And let's go ahead and dive into our energy report and chat about the astrological transits, major movers and shakers of January 2023. Okay, my loves, let's dive in with the first transit that we are going through, which is on January 2nd. Venus is entering Aquarius. So Venus, as y'all know, represents our relationships, money, aesthetic, desires. And sometimes people can see Aquarius as this pretty like cold-hearted and detached sign. But Aquarius is also a sign that looks towards the collective and the community and humanity. It's a sign that's known literally as the humanitarian. So with Venus in Aquarius, you might find yourself enjoying more of like those social friendship interactions, social outings, group activities, that kind of thing. And for those of y'all that are single, this would be a great time to meet someone through things like that. So through friends, through some sort of group activity, maybe you decide to go to like a new fitness class, a new group sport, you decide to go to something like a meetup group or something like that. And you could meet someone that you really connect with, whether it's on a platonic or friendship level at this particular event. Because Aquarius is also known as the humanitarian, and Aquarius is also really about the collective, you could also find yourself enjoying group activities such as volunteering, coming together for like specific social causes that you're really passionate about, or doing something that you truly believe contributes to the healing of the collective in your eyes. With changes in aesthetic or money, we may find ourselves drawn to buying new high-tech future-forward things such as new headphones, maybe a new laptop, new software. You know, Aquarius is also known for being kind of like that future-forward sort of thinking person or thinking sign. So it's funny because I literally have been sitting here trying to figure out if I want to get a new desktop for just like work and things like that. And I've been watching all of these like techie videos and looking into all of the different tech specs. It's giving very much Venus and Aquarius energy. So this could also be a time where your personal style is changing to be a bit more modern and individualistic, more free-flowing as well. So think breaking outside of the box, breaking outside of the norm, doing something that challenges the status quo when it comes to your appearance. On January 6th, we have a full moon in Cancer. So when the moon is in Cancer, we're under the influence of Cancerian vibes, which basically means that emotions may be running high and there might be a lot of focus on our home and family during this time. The Cancer full moon may focus on home, nurturing energy, family, and overall just going inwards. But with the sun being in Capricorn at this time, we're also dealing with essentially this balance between outside responsibility, like outside of the home responsibilities and like our feelings about our home. So it's almost giving like work-life balance, right? How much are you giving to your career and your work and the things outside of your home? And how much are you actually nurturing the people and the relationships and the things inside your home? What does your balance between home and family and career and the outside world look like? Is there a need to reevaluate this balance and basically figure out if you need to change something in the way that you're approaching either your home life and your career life, or again, the interaction between the two. The full moon is also a time of culmination and release. So this is a time to evaluate again, that work life or work home life balance and figure out if you need to let something go or have any specific tough conversations to address the things that you need to in order to find a better balance for yourself moving forward, especially for the rest of 2023. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
Lately, life as a 29-year-old woman has been a crazy whirlwind of deadlines, social events, and trying to maintain some semblance of balance. But you know what's always going to throw me for a loop every single time? Mood swings, the bloating, the sleepless nights that can take a toll on you at any point in your cycle. This is where Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth comes in to help me feel more balanced, especially when I'm battling those monthly sleepless nights or dealing with the annoying bloating. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And if you don't know, adaptogens can help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Any woman dealing with symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas can take this. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is committed to using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. Here's to feeling more balanced, rested, and ready to conquer anything and everything that comes our way. On January 12th, Mars goes direct in Gemini. So while Mars has been retrograde, you may have felt almost this like sluggishness towards wanting to take action, or kind of feeling a bit of confusion around what action you should even take. So when Mars goes direct in Gemini, all of those feelings will basically be calmed. You're going to feel more of a sense of forward movement, and you might feel more called to take actions, or you might feel more clear around what actions you do want to take. With Mars going direct in Gemini, you might also feel called towards new hobbies, exploring a bit more. Gemini is also known for being sort of like that social butterfly, that very playful energy. So you might also feel called to explore some new group activities, some new meetups, attend new group events, that sort of thing. Just like wanting to get outside and explore and interact with more people. Any hobbies that you have been on the fence about, you're going to get clarity. So now, you know, again, we are going from retrograde to direct, and maybe you were kind of like thinking, should I do this thing? Should I not? If I do it, how do I actually take action? What's the first step? What's the second step? And you were sort of panicking and overthinking it. And now you're getting, again, that clarity, but you're also getting the energetic push that you need to dive into whatever you decide to commit to. Because Gemini can be a bit quick moving and flighty, beware of this energy that we kind of talked about earlier of starting new things and leaving them half finished, or leaving them behind as you get like shiny object syndrome and decide to pursue the next thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, especially if you're feeling called towards something else and you are no longer feeling aligned to the thing that you decided to start. But just keep an eye on that and really sit with that. Do some journaling, do some introspection, and figure out if you are running away from something or if you're genuinely not feeling aligned with that thing anymore. So just kind of be aware of that, again, as Gemini can be a bit of the quick moving and like eerie, flighty energy. On January 18th, Mercury goes direct in Capricorn. Hello, the excitement is here, okay? Mercury going direct, y'all know what it means, okay? You'll see more clarity when it comes to communication. If y'all were experiencing any particular communication delays or any sort of like inconsistency perhaps in communication, especially when it comes to work and career, that's where you'll see things begin to move forward now that Mercury is direct. I'll also say with Mars going direct and then Mercury going direct, we're going to see a lot of that mental clarity around, again, what actions we need to take. So perhaps you were in your head about certain ideas, and as a result of that, you didn't know what actions to take, right? So with Mercury retrograde, Mars retrograde, and now that they're both going direct, you are going to find yourself being like, wait a second, here the veil is lifted, the sunglasses are off, I see things clearly. How did I not see that before? This is what I should do, this is what I want to do, and I'm excited about it. So it's kind of a bit of that energy, again, especially with Mercury going direct in Capricorn. I feel like a lot of it is around kind of like career, possibly home as well, but like really just, you know, the things that are related more so with like our career and the realms that Capricorn
Capricorn and Saturn are known for. Ideas will be much more organized around this time as well, much more logical. So maybe you're busting out the Excel sheets, you're creating yourself a little plan, you're writing things out in your journal. You are getting very clear and very serious about what you want to manifest. You'll be able to outline logical and solid plans for taking actions on your ideas at this time. So it's giving very much, she got her shit together. And I love that for you. January 20th, the sun enters Aquarius. So happy early birthday to all my Aquarius love muffins. So Aquarius is known for being intellectual and unique. Okay. When people think of Aquarius, okay, maybe not people, but when I think of Aquarius folk, I think of people who aren't afraid to march to the beat of their own drum. They're not afraid to disrupt the system. They're not afraid to break the things in order to put it back together and make it much more efficient, much better, much more ethical. Which is why I really love being an Aquarius rising, okay? It's literally, I make that my entire personality these days. So love that for me, okay? Aquarius is also known as being the humanitarian sign, like I mentioned earlier. So when the sun is in Aquarius, feel free to embrace your humanity, okay? And feel free to do the things that you want to do that you believe will uplift the collective. So, you know, volunteering, activism, any sort of opportunities where you're being drawn to come together with the collective, whether that be the collective in your like your physical home community, like your neighbors and stuff like that, and y'all want to band together to like do something really good in the neighborhood, or maybe it's at work and you're, you know, banding together with coworkers to create some sort of positive change in the system at work, like that kind of energy. This is also a time where you are fully and truly embracing your individuality even more. So we talked about this earlier when we were talking about Venus going into Aquarius and sort of how that will affect your aesthetic, but you might also feel called to do things that allow you to express your true self without feeling held back. So you're almost like you just want to bust out and be yourself, and you don't care who likes it, who don't, who want to accept it, because you're like, I want to accept me. I want to know that I'm showing up as the truest form of myself in this given, you know, moment in time. So push yourself outside of your comfort zone. Do not be afraid to question the rules and boundaries that you've always abided by, right? We have to remember that the rules are the rules, but you know, some of the things that are status quo, I think, need to be questioned. And I think you will feel that way during this time. So question the things, ask questions, be curious, like push the boundaries and show up as your most authentic self while the sun is in Aquarius. And obviously for the rest of like the year and hopefully the rest of your life as well. But yeah, this is just like really vibrant, individualistic, again, also collective driven or collective, that's what I'm looking for. Like you're for the people, but you also gonna be yourself too. You feel me? So I love this. On January 21st, we have a new moon in Aquarius. So with the moon in Aquarius, you might be feeling a bit more rebellious than usual. Aquarius is also a sign that focuses on innovation and the future, forward thinking, that kind of thing. What ideas do you have that break the norm, and how are you also aligned with collective progression? How can you challenge yourself to be a disruptor that is an activist for the greater good versus accepting things as they have always been? During this time, you might notice that the ideas that you have, like the seeds that you want to plant, they seem bold or even downright crazy. It's giving, what is that? It's like a Steve Jobs quote. And I'm literally not going to pull it up at this time. It's just gone. It's gone from my head. But it's something around, oh my gosh, I have to look it up. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so it goes like this. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs and the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of the rules. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. But the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. And I just got chills reading that, because this is literally the vibe of this new moon in Aquarius. So what are those ideas that you have, even if they seem like incredibly far-fetched or crazy, or you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even think anyone's ever thought of it this way or ever approached this before. Can I be the one to do it? I want you to know you can be the one to do it. And this is the perfect time. Again, it's a new moon. It's a time of planting seeds. It's a time of new beginnings. And if you have that beautiful idea in your head of how you want to be a disruptor and how you want to change the system and how you want to change the world, but you are worried because you're like, I'm just one person. How can I do that? Just know that you will find the resources and you will come together with the people that you're meant to come together with, the collective people that you're meant to come together with in order to create that lasting change. So I'm super excited about this particular energy. I feel like I love new moons, and this one in my rising sign is giving very much like the vibes that I know and love. So yeah. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
On January 22nd, Uranus goes direct in Taurus. So Uranus is all about sudden change, sudden surprises, and when it's retrograde, we can often feel a bit more of like a sense of calm because things are less chaotic. It's kind of the way that I like to think of it is like you're watching a horror movie. Okay, maybe not a horror movie. I shouldn't compare life to a horror movie, should I? But let's say you're watching a movie in general, okay? And you know that there aren't any jump scares coming up in like the next hour. You're going to be a bit more chill, right? Versus if you go to a horror movie and you've heard like a ton of jump scares, you're almost like on edge, prepared, you know, for when something is going to pop up in the screen and like scare you and make you, you know, spill your popcorn or something. So yeah, Uranus going direct in Taurus can indicate drastic changes in areas that Taurus rules. So money, home, stability. Now, not necessarily saying that drastic change means bad, right? Like I think that's the thing. Change is change. And I think for a lot of people, change can be not something that they look forward to because we like our comfort, and there is comfort in knowing that things won't change, even if they're not as good as we want them to. When we know what to expect, we feel a sense of stability and a sense of calm. Versus when we are expecting change, it can often make us feel a little bit on edge because we don't know what is coming around the corner. We may see collective themes of change when it comes to individual and global currency. So a lot of changes around like money markets, stocks, that kind of thing. Again, you know, the things that Taurus rules. During this time, we may also feel called to personally reevaluate our relationship with money. So you might want to make some drastic changes around your money. Like you might be like, okay, I am ready to completely eliminate my debt in 2023. What will that take from me? Will it take a lot of really drastic changes in how I approach my money, how I approach my savings, that kind of thing? You might become more or less materialistic, maybe, and
not in a bad sense of like materialistic, but you might decide that you really want to obtain certain material things. And in order for you to get to a point where you can buy that and not feel like you are just draining your bank account, you might have to make certain drastic changes when it comes to your money. Either way, changes are happening during this time and they can make us feel uneasy as they push us outside of our comfort zone. But overall, these are changes that will lead us to more stability in the long run. So they are not changes to fear. And then finally, on January 26th, Venus enters Pisces. Now, this is giving very much like Cinderella, Hallmark, rom-com energy. And I, for one, am so here for it, okay? Venus is exalted in Pisces. And what exalted means is that it has the strongest expression when it's in that sign. So when Venus is in Pisces, there are no boundaries when it comes to romance. It's very dreamy. It's very loving. It's a very beautiful representation of divine and cosmic romance. When Venus is in Pisces, we also feel more called to like feel in love. It's the vibe of like, I love love, I love being in love, that kind of thing. So singles may find themselves like daydreaming about romance, daydreaming about romantic encounters more, thinking about their crush, that kind of thing. And those who are coupled may feel more called to express their love to their partner with like super cute romantic gestures. Maybe you're experiencing or you're actually doing some like over the top romantic gestures around this time. We love during this time. I mean, we love anytime, but like really during this time, we love. As Pisces can be a sign that has its head in the clouds sometimes and maybe struggles a bit with that practicing of discernment, this is your reminder to use discernment during this time. So don't let rose-colored glasses fog your vision and convince you that someone is more amazing than they actually are, whether we're talking about a crush or whether we're talking about a partner that you are in a relationship with. Like really make sure that you're using your discernment and seeing people for who they truly are and not really like clouding them with the vision of who you want them to be.
Okay, my loves, let's dive into the card readings with pile number one. So pile number one, you had the King of Pentacles Tarot card come out, as well as the Canary Spirit Animal Oracle card. And this one says, sing your own song. So this, I think, is an incredibly clear message for pile number one. And it's basically talking about your uniqueness, your individuality, a lot of the themes that we were talking about earlier, especially with all the planets going into Aquarius. If you are thinking about material wealth, success, abundance, stability, because the King of Pentacles represents material wealth, it represents financial abundance, it represents success, right? Getting to this pinnacle, pinnacle, it represents getting to this pinnacle in your life when it comes to all of those different things and whatever and however you define them getting to that top. It talks about ambition, or not talks about, but it's this energy of like ambition, of a provider, of confidence, of really someone that has worked really hard to get to this successful place in their life. And you know, you can look back and see their journey and see just how far they've come when it comes to achievement. But when it's paired with this Canary Spirit card, for me, I'm getting the vibe that like success, right? And the pinnacle of whatever you imagine success to be is in the cards for you. It's literally in the cards. Hello, we have the King of Pentacles come out here. But the key thing that you need to do as you are on this journey towards whatever that success looks like and means for you is to make sure that you are maintaining your individuality, right? The Canary Spirit and this message of sing your own song is very potent. It talks about being your authentic self. It talks about letting yourself say the things that feel authentic to you, show up in the way that feels authentic to you, like literally singing your own song versus singing the songs of other people. You might be in a place where you have thought for so long that in order for you to create success in your life, you need to replicate the success of others. You need to do things in the way that you've seen them done before, and that's the only way for you to achieve this thing. So maybe you want to be a content creator and you are observing what other content creators are doing, and so for you, you feel like you have to follow that blueprint.
content, because if they did it and they got to 100, 200, 300K upwards, then you should do it this way too. For you, that might mean if you are in sort of this corporate world and you really do want to climb the corporate ladder, and for you, that is the pinnacle of success, is getting to this, maybe the C-suite or whatever the case is, and you see people around you being very cutthroat and very vicious and very, just this hard character at work, you say, well, you know, I have to do that. I have to sort of leave my empathy at home and come through these doors and be that very vicious, very cutthroat person in order to advance to the top. And these cards are saying that no, you don't need to do that. Your very authenticity, your very core self is exactly who you need to be to get to the top. You can show up with empathy and you can still get to the top. You can show up as a content creator and make pieces, make content that is very different than norm. You don't have to follow, you know, I know I did a that girl podcast episodes real before, but you don't have to do the that girl trends. You don't have to be drinking the green juice every morning. You don't have to have the aesthetic vlogs. Like, show up as yourself. Who are you? Who do you want to be? Your tribe, your audience, the people that are meant to see you, the people that are meant to flock to you, to come to you, to band with you, to be a collective group with you, they will find you, but they can't find you if you are busy singing someone else's song and you were singing it off tune. Baby, sing your own song. Your voice is so unique and you're meant to show up in this specific and unique way because you have a message to share. You have a particular group of people that you need to touch, and you can't reach them. You can't reach this pinnacle of success if you are not honoring your authenticity. So all the rules that you thought you had to follow in order to get to the success, how about you rip those out of the rule book that you're looking at, whatever, you know, this rule book is. And how about you sit down and you say, I have a blank page, right? I know that success is in my cards. I know I'm going to get there, right? So how about I have fun along the way? How about I create the things that make me happy? How about I attend the events that spark joy? How about I start the things that I'm passionate about and do them until I no longer feel passionate about them? And that is exactly the approach that's going to lead you to the success that is literally written in your cards.
Hello, hello, pile number two, and welcome to your January 2023 reading. So the two cards you got are Koala Spirit, which says Spirit has a plan, and the Star. So this is, first of all, two beautiful cards here. I'm going to talk about the Koala Spirit first, because this one is, I think, really, well, they're both incredibly powerful, but let's dive into that one first. So Koala Spirit essentially talks about, it's kind of like the energy of like the turtle and the hare, right? If y'all know the story, we thought the hare was going to beat the turtle because obviously we're thinking the hare runs fast. The turtle ends up winning the race, even though it's that slow and steady energy. And Koala Spirit talks about that. It talks about how sometimes things are moving incredibly slowly. They're moving slower than we would want or expect. And so we start to think, you know, everyone ahead, or everyone is getting ahead of me. Everyone else is doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm still here. Why am I still here? The Koala Spirit is really reminding you that spirit, source, God, the universe, whatever label you're using here, has a plan in store for you. So even though you're looking around at your reality right now and you're saying, I feel like I am moving, but I'm just moving in place. I feel like I'm doing all the things. My wheels are churning, but I'm not going anywhere. This is a reminder that you are going somewhere. There is a plan that is perfectly aligned for you, that is perfectly unique to you, but you need to trust. You need to trust that there's a reason things are moving a little slower. You need to trust in the way that things are unfolding, because it is for your best and highest good. Now, the Star talks about faith. It talks about purpose. It talks about hope. For me, the Star also represents kind of like a wish coming true, or sort of like something really beautiful after a bunch of maybe turbulent events. We know in the tarot deck, the Star card comes after the Tower card. And if you're familiar with the Tower card, you know, it's this card of just like
everything kind of going crazy, right? Things, the rug being pulled from under you, and essentially you like flailing and trying to figure out, well, you know, what's going on, because everything is just kind of being tossed up in the air and you're being forced to figure it out. Well, the star comes after that, right? So it's sort of like after you've been put through the ringer, after you've been put through all of these tests, after you have had everything in your life or many things in your life disrupted, here is a period of calm. Here is a period of time to remind you that, you know, you should be hopeful, and it's okay to be hopeful because there are a lot of beautiful things that come after the turmoil and come after the challenge. So you may have just gone through a period of challenge, or perhaps you're going through a period of challenge right now, and that's what's causing you to feel like, well, everyone else is, you know, going through this and everyone else is having a positive time, and why am I the only one struggling right now? Why am I the only one who's not getting the rewards? I'm working just as hard, even harder. And so you're feeling this sort of like disdain towards other people, or perhaps this competition, like you feel like you're in competition. But this is a card to remind you that you are loved and you are connected, right? This is a card of hope and faith, a card that reminds you that you're going into a period of life where there is more stability, where there is more calm energy, where your wishes are literally coming true. So it is not just okay, but it's really encouraged that this time you feel a lot of that confidence and a lot of that hope. This could also be a time where you are feeling really inspired towards a particular purpose. So maybe, you know, you were kind of going through the koala type of energy because you weren't sure what you were doing. You didn't feel like you had a sense of purpose, and maybe that was what you were comparing yourself to when it came to others. Like you were like, oh, they have purpose and they're driven in this way, but like, what is my purpose and what's my thing? And this could be a time where you're finding that, like you're discovering what your purpose is for this chapter. You're feeling inspired. You know, you're like out with the old and with the new. I'm ready to take charge of my life. I'm ready to do the things that I really want to do. You're feeling really called to step into that new purpose, whatever it is that you have discovered it is for you. But this is just like a really beautiful card. And I just want to remind you again that just because it seems to be happening for everyone else and it doesn't seem to be happening for you doesn't mean that it will never happen for you, right? I know this is such a, it's that cliche thing, and when people tell me, when my mom says it to me, when I have to say it to myself, like my eyes roll so much, it's disgusting, but it truly is that we're all on our own timeline. So maybe it happens for someone else earlier because that's how it's supposed to happen for them, and it happened earlier so that they could go through another change that needed to happen after that thing that they went through, but it's happening later for you because there's something else in store for you. It's not the same blessing as they got. Yours is unique. Everyone's blessing, everyone's experience is incredibly unique. So really trust that process. I know it can get really hard sometimes and it can just be tiring, incredibly tiring, but trust that process. You have beautiful things in store for you.
Pile number three, and welcome to your reading. So your two cards are Brown Bear Spirit, which says take time out, and then also the Ten of Swords. Now, we have to talk about the elephant in the room, okay? Because if you are familiar with tarot cards, then you know the Ten of Swords is, it's a pretty, can be a pretty negatively interpreted card. So I want to talk about that one first. So the Ten of Swords can indicate just pain, right? You have this image of this woman who is laying down and she literally has these 10 swords in her back. So it's not necessarily giving off, you know, sunny vibes, positive vibes. The Ten of Swords talks about a painful ending. So perhaps you just went through an ending of some sort, right? So this could have been maybe a relationship coming to an end, one that even though it may have felt inevitable, or even though you may have ended it, it's still incredibly painful. Perhaps you experienced a job loss. Maybe you just recently got laid off or something like that, or just something where, you know, it's an ending of sorts and it's brought you a lot of pain. You're questioning a lot of what's going on. Why did this happen? Perhaps it came out of nowhere, and it feels like it came out of nowhere, and it feels very, very painful because it was so unexpected. With this being a card that represents a lot of pain due to an ending, this is also a card that really represents letting go. It represents accepting what has happened and moving forward in order to create and manifest more positivity in your life. At this point,
point, the change has happened, right? You can't hold on to that relationship any longer. You can't hold on to that job any longer. You can't hold on to whatever it is that, you know, you've been trying to hold on to for so long in order to save face or to feel like you are saving face. It's done. It's the end. It's been cut, right? But at this point, we have to accept it for what it is in order to move forward. In order to actually heal, you have to be willing to say, well, this is what happened. And although I'm not feeling incredibly happy about it, I know that it is for the greatest and highest good. Now, along with this brown bear spirit card, taking time out, this really makes sense that this card would pop up for pile number three, because this card talks about taking time to rest. You have specific goals. You have specific things that you want to do. It's kind of like this energy of when you experience a breakup and you, after that, now that you're single, you want to channel a lot of that energy that you were putting into a partner, into yourself. So you start to dress better, eat better, work out more, you really tackle your goals, set these really big career goals. Like, you really are just like, I'm coming better than I've ever come at life before, because now I have nothing that is really stopping me. Like, all of my focus, all of my time is now on myself, which is a beautiful thing in and of itself. However, with this brown bear spirit card present, it really talks about how you need to take time to rest. You've just gone through, possibly have just gone through, something that really rocked you, right? That really rocked your world. And although you might want to channel a lot of that anger or sadness or resentment or frustration into your goals and into doing something positive for your life, it's also a reminder that it's okay to rest. It's okay to pause. It's okay to sit for a minute to reflect, to digest, to be like, okay, you know, what has happened? How do I feel about this? And maybe just take some time to just like rest in general. Maybe it doesn't even have anything to do with, you know, doing a ton of reflection, but you just want to lay in bed and do nothing. And that's okay. Like, your goals will still be there. You're still going to be able to do every single thing that you want to do. It's not like you're giving up on yourself. We do need to remember that in order to have the energy to push forward and to do all the things that we want in life, we have to allow ourselves these moments for rest. We have to allow ourselves these moments for refueling, right? Energetically, mentally, physically, spiritually, all of the things, emotionally. So you need to take some of that time for yourself. Go into hibernation like a bear, you know, turn the notifications off, put your phone on do not disturb, like go into your cocoon and really sit with yourself, be with yourself, be with your energy, and allow yourself to recoup that energy for yourself and really just take time out to relax and rejuvenate. So that is your reading, pile number three. Okay, my loves, that is our January 2023 energy report. I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode and hopefully the messages resonated. If you did participate in the pick a card pile reading, honey, okay? I hope y'all enjoy this one, and I hope that your 2023 as well as your January is off to an amazing start, my loves. Have a beautiful rest of your Tuesday and, of course, an amazing rest of your week. I will chat with y'all in the next episode. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.